station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major economic announcement coming today from President Biden. He'll unveil a massive increase in tariffs on Chinese manufactured items that includes electric vehicles. Those tariffs will quadruple. An administration official says this is to protect U.S. investments. ABC's Perry Russom has more from Washington.
Electric sales have struggled in the U.S. Tesla produced 46,000 more cars last year than they were able to sell, and is now renting parking lots for unsold cars. Other U.S. automakers like Ford have scaled back production, citing slow demand.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine. He said U.S. aid is on the way after the bipartisan package that passed Congress as Russia makes gains in its war. Michael Cohen continues testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. And two people were killed in Louisiana in severe storms, including reported tornadoes. This is ABC News. It looks like the millions of Memorial Day drivers won't have to pay as much over the holiday break.
Heading into Memorial Day, for families who are hitting the road, there is some relief. For weeks now, gas prices have been inching down, and analysts say that should continue, mainly because of the softening economy and refineries are wrapping up maintenance and producing more gas. The Energy Department reports in the past week, regular unleaded came down another 4 cents to an average of $3.61 a gallon, except in California, where the average is $5.05 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Celebrations in Chicago after a baby who was so small when she was born, she was called a micro preemie, finally got to go home. Her mom, Nakia Haywood.
I just don't have the words, in all honesty. We're just super grateful that she's here, she's healthy, and she's doing amazing.
Little Nyla was just over 1 pound when she was born, and now 6 months later, she's weighing in at 10 pounds. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates steal a win from the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled but lost 8-6 to Pittsburgh last night. Jake Bowers hit his first career grand slam in the eighth to bring the crew back to within one, but the Pirates hit another home run in the ninth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle. We did a lot of things not so good, but We had an opportunity to win the game.
Some bad news for the Brewers veteran Reese Hoskins. Pulled a hamstring, rounding the bases at first.
Just felt a little grab in the hamstring and kind of learned over the years, especially not to push soft tissue stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else for you guys right now.
College football, the Badgers are going to play Alabama Saturday, September 14th, kickoff 11 a.m. It's the first time the Crimson Tide has played at Camp Randall since 1928.
Your best players are your most competitive leaders. You got a chance. You got a hell of a lot better chance to finish.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 62 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 70 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely late tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we revisit the old Trumpster's tax returns and find out what the Chicago Trump Tower could tell us about election 2024. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
Tuesday.
Not a lot of good things to say about a Tuesday. Is there?
I don't know.
I'm trying to come up with something. What's good for a Tuesday? Help us out, folks. What's good about Tuesdays?
We were talking. It feels like Thursday.
Yes.
It feels like a long week. We only had one day in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was a long day because we had a lot of stuff going on. But anyway.
Tuesdays are just, I can't think of a, I mean, you got the hump day, and Thursday is my favorite day, and then you got the Friday, and Monday is like, hey, it was a good weekend. What's good about Tuesdays? Todd, what's good about Tuesdays?
Can't think of one thing.
Me neither.
No.
Me neither. Somebody help us out there. What's good about Tuesdays?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. How's that?
All righty.
I don't know.
43 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 49 in Oshkosh. Winds coming from the north at about 5 miles an hour. Todd?
North, really? 7 miles an hour.
Thank you. Today is National... Here's something I despise, and I'm going to have some people are going to hate me for saying this. That's fine. National Chihuahua Day. Chihuahua Day. I hate Chihuahuas.
Don't say that.
Why?
Our listeners.
I don't care.
People who have them love them.
I don't care. They are the most ankle-biting things in the world. I've never had one that liked me. Every Chihuahua I've ever, if I walk into somebody's house to get a Chihuahua, it's like,
it is a whiny dog.
They blink a lot, right?
Yes.
And then, like, for whatever reason, their eyes water a lot. So when they blink, like, their tears shoot from their eyes. I mean,
what's good about a Chihuahua?
I don't know that one.
I love dogs, but.
So do I.
Yeah.
But what's good about a Chihuahua?
Now, our news director in Oshkosh, Lisa Hale, has a Chihuahua.
Oh no.
Right, take it back.
We're going to hear this now.
Yes, you will.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, we
Hello, Lisa.
Take that back.
Yeah, we love Chihuahuas. Happy Chihuahua Day.
They have their own day, though. I wonder if they have a Bernardino Day.
Why don't they have a Beagle Day?
I know. I maybe they do. We just don't.
All right.
We learn stuff as we go along.
Beagle Day is April 22nd.
What is?
Beagle Day is April 22nd.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we missed that.
How did we miss that?
Yeah, you.
I had the best beagles.
Yeah.
I love beagles.
Chain them up outside. That's,
what else you take care of them very well. Jim, they want to be outside.
John, it's one of the, we talked, it's ignorance is bliss. They don't know the inside. Of course, they don't. Yeah, no, they want to be inside.
Beagles don't. Oh, gosh, here we go. Text from Lisa. I have the sweetest chihuahua in the world. He never barks, never snarls, but yes, he has an underbite and runny eyes. Thank you, Lisa. But if you wanted to buy a dog, who would say, I'm going to go buy a dog? Oh, great. What are you going to get? A chihuahua. Let's just get a rat and train him. You know what I mean?
John, We need these listeners. Yeah,
no,
actually,
I'm just
I don't
saying,
know.
Though, I mean, it's, you got to think a chihuahua is close to a rat, isn't it? The closest thing as far as in the food scale or the evolutionary scale. It's like there's a rat.
It's closer than
and then it,
a lot of
then
other
it evolved
things.
To a rat mated with something, a squirrel, or I don't know, something, and then they became a chihuahua. You ever think about that?
No.
Yes or no?
No, I've never thought about that. But I do think it's...
Quick poll, chihuahuas, would you own a chihuahua, yes or no? Yes or no?
Okay.
Would you own a chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I need
quick
a bigger...
Quick poll. I bet I win this one.
Bigger dog.
Yeah. I bet I win this one.
I think we all win.
I bet
win
I win this
one.
One. Yeah.
I don't know if we should pick on... People don't like when you pick on dogs. Like, a little bit like picking on their kids. Don't do that.
I don't know. That lady in South Dakota did it. Worked fine for her.
Didn't. She's done. She is done.
How to kill a career.
You're right.
In one comment.
Vice
don't
president.
Don't mess with dogs.
And then double down on it.
Double
she
down.
She should have said, look, I'm sorry.
I know. He yeah. was, he had rabies.
Right.
And he attacked
right.
something. And
the vet recommended
the vet
that.
Said, yeah. Right.
But so.
There's more.
I wanted to do it myself. Just say goodbye.
Yeah. There's better ways.
Exactly. But, I want to end his suffering.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That was. Yeah, she's tainted
how to be
for life.
So close to being vice president, although I don't
she's
think you would have picked her.
For
but,
life.
Yeah, she's done.
Got this. Just get honeybees and I will be well. And you'll have honey too, Big Wayne. Nice words of wisdom today, Wayne. Words of wisdom from Big Wayne. That's nice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I take the chihuahua over honeybees. I'll tell you that.
Today is buttermilk biscuit day. Do you remember, Todd, what was the show? You would be into this.
Buttermilk?
Brought to you by Buttermilk Biscuits.
Hmm.
What was his name? He's from Minnesota. He used to do a talk show. It's a national talk show. Then I think he got in a little bit of trouble with something. He had this great syndicated...
Oh, Prairie Home Companion.
Prairie
right?
Home Companion.
Oh, yeah,
and who's it
Garrison Keillor.
Yeah.
Who's it brought to you by?
Oh, I don't know.
Think it was... Something's biscuits. Something Buttermilk Biscuits.
No, I don't... Yeah, he got in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... did you ever see the movie based on him? It was actually pretty good. It was kind of weird, but it's actually pretty good. Based on their whole thing in Minnesota. Yeah, that was a really popular thing back
Boy,
in the 80s.
Boy, was that ever.
Garrison Keillor, really.
But isn't he doing a comeback? Isn't he still doing
some stuff? He's
doing some
stuff.
I haven't heard from him in a long time, or heard about him in a long time.
I think he was just in Wisconsin.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
was he not at that event in Appleton?
I think he's been to Appleton a couple of times. Yeah. Yeah. From Lake Wobegon?
Yep.
Is it Lake Wobegon?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Boy.
Lake Wobegon, brought to you by Martha's Buttermilk Biscuits.
I don't remember the biscuit thing. I remember it was like some hometown, or not hometown, but some... you know,
brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits.
Powder Milk.
Okay. Made from whole wheat raised in the rich bottomlands of Lake Wobegon
See, I
River.
Knew it was
there
that.
You go.
Wow.
Excellent. Nice. All right.
Buttermilk, powder milk, though.
You know, I'm going to say something that probably wouldn't be popular in Wisconsin.
Great.
I liked Minnesota. When I lived in Minnesota, I liked it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. No.
I like Michigan, too, to be honest
absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely.
There's something about the Midwest I really like.
But no, Minnesota was, I liked it.
Yeah. They, though, are a little bit different, though. First of all, they elected some crazy people, right? I mean, Jesse Ventura. I mean, come on.
Did you know that I lost my career with ESPN because of Jesse Ventura?
Okay, here's a story, ladies and gentlemen. And now, brought to you by Powdermilk Biscuits.
One
another
term,
story
right.
by okay, John Leno.
He was a nut job, right?
I want to hear the story.
So, before ESPN, I think I've mentioned this before. Before ESPN hired all these people to, you know, you get your, like Rob Domofsky. He is the Packer reporter. He is, you know, they... put people in everything. So I was their correspondent, kind of like for the Midwest almost.
Really?
Yeah. I would do stories for ESPN.
That's cool.
Yeah. I remember one time they were going to pay me $1,500 to go to Milwaukee and do a story. And it's when the Bucks were playing the Pistons in the playoffs. This would have been like 1990, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to do a story on, you know, the bad boys, you know, Detroit, whatever, versus these, you know, kind of nice guys from Milwaukee.
Right.
And, you know, Bucks came out of nowhere, and they're in the playoffs and whatever. So $1,500 they're going to pay me.
Yeah, that's a good story. I would tune in.
So we go down to Milwaukee, interview these people on the street, have this fun thing about, you know, nobody knows about the Bucks. Who's your favorite? You know, blah, blah, blah. And so it's got these great interviews, got this great stuff. All we needed was for the Bucks to win one game to make it a five-game series to go long enough for the story to air.
Oh.
2 minutes into the game, Bill Laimbeer trips Frank, what was his name? Brickowski, tears up his knee. ACL, MCL out for, never became, basically ended his career. Tripped him, tore up his knee. Bucks losing four straight. I think they gave me $100.
What's Jesse Vent do? I thought this had something to do with
it. Let me get to it.
Okay, all right. This is getting a little long, but okay.
It's not that long.
Okay, that's 6:14. Okay, 6:15.
So, so I used to do those kind of stories for ESPN.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
I did one for Brent Musburger one time for CBS Sports. Okay. I used to be okay.
Yeah, wow.
There's a time. So they call me and say, hey, we want you to do a story on Jesse Ventura. He's a color commentator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is when he was still kind of a wrestler.
Yeah.
So they're Tampa Bay Buccaneers, first game of the season, 1990. Okay?
Okay.
Packers against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right? I picked Jesse Ventura up at the airport.
No way.
Bring him to Green Bay. Say, hey, Jess, we're going to do the story tomorrow, do the interview. We're going to put a wireless mic on you when you're, broadcast. Okay, no problem. So I kept calling my producer at ESPN. And I said, hey, I don't have any video of him wrestling. I got some old stuff. It's just kind of, they said, well, just, put it in and then we'll put in our own stuff. I said, okay. Well, I mean, just to show, well, then they're like, yeah, just show us where you want the video and then we'll have our editors put it in. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So it's going to be for the ESPN Sunday pregame show to start off the NFL season.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for John Minow in Green Bay. And it's not there. And it's not there. And it's not there. It's like, what the heck? So I called the producer. I still remember his name, Jeff Herman. So Jeff, what happened? Didn't you guys get the story? He goes, yeah, but we can't air something like that. We're really disappointed in you. I'm like, what was wrong? What did I do? He goes, that video was terrible. We couldn't use it. I said, one of your producers said they would put it in their own. Well, I don't know who said that, but no. And I went off.
Wow.
Johnny had a temper back in those days.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Johnny went off. And Johnny was never contacted by ESPN ever again.
Jesse was good to you.
Jesse was great. He talked a little bit about his military days. Yep. Talked about going out on ops and things like that.
A little bit of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He was great. He was super.
You took him in the car to the airport.
Then I took
to the
him
hotel.
To the airport, I mean, to leave the airport.
So, the guy that said, "Look, Johnny, don't worry about the B-roll. I'll take care
B-roll,
of it."
Good term.
And he put in a bad B-roll, or he didn't put in a B-roll?
Didn't put any. He said, well, we don't have, well, you were supposed to do that.
Oh, man.
I'm like, no, this other producer told me. He said, no, I think you're lying.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not lying.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went off, and I never worked for ESPN again.
Here's something about the media, Jim.
Okay.
Everybody will always cover their own butts.
Yes.
But
and
not
so,
yours.
And so that producer would never say, you know what? I did tell Mino that. That's my problem.
100% correct.
They would not do that.
Oh, that is 100% correct. So my career with ESPN ended that day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of sorry to hear that. Yeah. Kind of. But then you would be sitting
God,
here
you
with
have
me.
The best stories, John. The best
but
stories.
But you would be sitting here next
none
to me.
None of them have good endings, though. Have you noticed that?
Wow.
The day I got fired by ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, that really wasn't your fault.
No, it really and truly wasn't.
No. I thought maybe Jesse didn't like something about, you or Green
no,
Bay
we got along
something.
Great. I can call my photographer, Tim Flanagan, over at Channel 11.
Ah, you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're here. You're here to tell the story, John.
That's... He can also tell the story about when I was hired to be ring announcer for a nationally televised boxing event.
And?
I got into it with the guy. How much did he stick the bell up his thing?
And
we could talk
I'm
about
sure
that.
I'm sure it was his fault, too. Yeah. That never your fault, though. That's
no,
the, that's
it wasn't.
The moral of the story.
They were mean to me.
All right, yeah.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We've got some phenomenal guests,
this
folks.
This is fun today.
We've got David Marinus coming on, the greatest author in the United States of America.
Yeah.
The greatest author in the United States of America is coming on our show. Kim and Gail Knorr, Veterans First Wisconsin. Ron Brooks, Whammies, and Mayor Eric Genrich.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. I'm under the mayor here on Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app, 43 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 49 in Ushkosh.
This is what's good about Tuesday. You get this song.
Yeah.
Do you like this song?
I love this song.
Okay, so, all right. So we're looking at something good for Tuesday. There it is.
I used to like really mellow music. I used to like the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked, who's the other group that was kind of like the Mamas and
Mamas
the Papas?
Mamas and Papas were here.
I liked, were they?
Yeah, they're at Widener.
Oh, I had a little crush on, what's her name?
Oh, wait, it's not Mamas and the Papas. What was the other big one? Who's the one that she's a little bigger?
That was the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was here. She was here. She liked Door County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went up to Door County a couple times. They were here for, I don't know, two nights or something. Yeah, they, she died, right?
Yeah. It was the old urban legend. She choked on a sandwich.
Chicken bone. No, that was true.
Was it true?
I think so.
I got a story. It's not my story, but it's a story about a program director I had in radio. He got in trouble one time because please understand, this is just for fun, but he made a joke on the air. He played some Karen Carpenter, and he said, if Mama Cass would just have shared that ham sandwich, they'd both be here today.
Whoa. Was that his last day on the air?
This is his last day as program director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Give the guy a break. That's kind of funny. I mean,
it is, you know.
Actually, I wish I would have said it.
The guy got canned because his boss was jealous.
Exactly.
Why'd you give me that line?
That's a really good line. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah. Wow. Okay. I used to like, though, you know who else? Another group I like?
Peter Paul Mary.
Yeah, but the other one,
Fifth Dimension.
I used
to like the Fifth Dimension.
But, okay, so, and then who's the guy that, just wait, the Mamas and the Papas, there's...
Michelle Phillips, by the way, was
talking about. God, she was good looking. Then she was on Dynasty, I believe.
Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing.
Yeah.
And who's leaving?
You know who was super hot back in the day? Flamingo Road.
Oh, yeah.
What was her
blonde
name?
Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember John Lovitz used to do that thing, The Liar? I'm going to go see my girlfriend. Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's the ticket.
Morgan Fairchild. She's my girlfriend.
girlfriend. That's it.
That's the ticket. Whatever happened to John Lovitz? He was great in League of Their Own. See that, girls? That's grass. Don't eat it. See, the way it moves, we get on the train and the train moves.
Didn't he get...
I'm going to go home, give a little tickle pickle. Tickle.
His show in Vegas was off the strip.
Did he?
Yeah, he was performing there.
You know, I saw a thing on whatever about the five worst places to go in Vegas. You know what was number one? The five worst places to stay? Circus.
Yeah, that's old.
I mean, that's what, and there are certain parts of the strip they say, stay away from here.
Yeah.
Stay at this place and then walk to
another
place.
And that's way at the other end, too.
Yeah, Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Fremont, I don't know about that. That's
the original strip, Fremont.
Right, but that's, you're there. Whereas Circus is really, you want to stay like the Paris or Bellagio or Venetian. Those are like, that's where it's at. But
you ever stay at the Wynn? I've always wanted to stay at the Wynn.
No, Yeah, because of the guy who
Steve
owns
Wynn?
It, right?
Yeah.
No.
I've always wanted to stay at the Wynn.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Somebody hook me up. Get me a free weekend at the Wynn. How much is it a night? Like $1,000?
Well, I don't think it's that much, but yeah, Vegas has gotten so expensive. What's the other one? The desert? You were the Siegfried were forever there, but obviously they're not there anymore. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Is there one that's shaped like a pyramid? That one?
No, that place. That's a dump. Excelsior.
I stayed there.
That's not that great.
That's okay. I stayed at New York.
So that's nice. Yeah. You go on a roller coaster?
No. I don't do roller coasters.
Is that top the building?
I don't. It was right outside our window. Wow. It was right outside our window.
Yeah, that's...
All night long, that thing was going on.
That's fun. Okay.
I think we... Nah, I don't want anyone to say this.
What? You throw stuff at people. That would be nice, because you're going pretty fast. That's pretty fast roller coaster. You go upside down a couple times.
It was the Mino and Nick excursion we did.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, that's dangerous.
I think we flashed every other...
I could see that.
Stood in their window and flashed people.
Yeah, that
I think that was Nick's idea.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, blame Nick.
Call Nick real quick.
I don't know if I've got
Nicky,
his...
Come on.
Would be kind of funny.
Yeah. Actually, call Katie and ask Katie to ask Nick. You got Katie's number?
I'll double check here.
Call Katie and ask her if me and Nick flashed people on the roller coaster when we came back a little inebriated one night.
That's
stood in our windows.
At night.
Yeah. It was right outside our window.
Yeah. No, that was a good ride.
You got her number, Todd?
I don't. I'll come get it from you.
All right. Yeah.
So what were you out there for?
We took a bunch of people. Radio stations used to do that back in the day.
Oh,
you
just
know.
An excursion.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
That's where we met that guy that I told you about, that I'm not supposed to say that word anymore because you say it's derogatory, where he would be hired by people to go to Las Vegas and place bets for them on the horses. He knew everything there was to know about those, what do you call them? The harness racing or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's boring, harness racing. But yeah, okay.
Made a lot of money off this guy.
Yeah,
we made a lot of money off this
that's
guy.
That's not as exciting, though, as...
When you're making money, it's exciting.
That's true. That's true.
I'll tell you that right now.
They're too slow.
All right.
So, he's your bookie.
Yeah, he's our bookie. What's but there's another name for it, and Todd said it was a derogatory term.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't say that.
Yeah. No. Okay. I got a text where I saw Jesse the Body wrestle at the Brown County Arena in the 70s when he was with the AWA. Well, they used to bring everybody through Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Green Bay was like one of their main stops.
Does that surprise you?
No.
I mean, yeah. No. The arena, it just...
That was big. That was huge. Tuesday travels. We're going to be, Todd's going to be running the video we did with the apple blossom tree planting that we did with Babs.
That's a good time.
Last week in Appleton. Mm-hmm.
So we'll debut that right on our Facebook stream. People can go there. And then later today, we'll post it as well.
Okay.
But right, we'd love you to watch it this morning along with us.
Okay. Where are we going this week?
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
You were in charge of this.
Well, I don't know if I'm in charge of it. I'm driving, but I cleared my calendar today. I got nothing going on today because I thought we were traveling. But
Tuesdays aren't necessarily the day we travel. That's just the day we release it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know. I don't think you guys. I missed that meeting between the two of you.
Mr. Mayor, here's the way it works.
I thought we were.
How many did you have? How many minions did you have?
That's not important.
How many?
That's just not important.
When you'd walk in every day to the mayor's office, would it pretty much, Mr. Mayor, here's the itinerary for the day at 9:30. We've got a class coming in. They want to get a picture with you for civics, blah, blah, blah.
Do you remember the TV show Spin City?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. 100% him with Michael J. Fox.
But it worked.
100%
all
exactly.
All I'm saying, John, is it worked. There was
all
a
right.
lot of.
It's all I'm
it's just a great. Great yeah. people worked in City Hall.
Right.
I loved it.
Okay.
All right.
Would you have wanted me to work for you?
It would have to be, I'd have to really look over the job description. But yeah, I wrote you a great letter of recommendation.
You did.
I did. It
you
was very,
me a
and
great
I,
letter
I do,
of recommendation
I do think
for...
you have got some strengths. Yeah. Hmm. And I don't know that they're in putting together spreadsheets and counting.
No.
Nor are mine.
No.
But man, if you want to light up a room, I'd bring you in.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, maybe warm up the room or the advanced guy. That's always important. The guy with the binder who's in charge.
Yeah.
That you could do that.
Yeah. Okay.
You go here. And then you wouldn't take a lot of pushback either. If they said, well, no, I think what we're going to do is have the mayor do this. No.
You know, that's not what it's going to be.
That's not how it's going to work. No, he's going to talk at this time.
Here's how it's
going to
be. Let me tell you how it's going
to
be.
Like when Chad did that to you.
Exactly.
No. You're not speaking.
Yeah. John, no. Here's how it's going to be. The mayor is going to handle this. But you're invited, John.
You're right. You can sit in the audience.
You can sit.
That'd be fun to have Eric.
We have got such a phenomenal lineup coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Top Chef effect still being felt here in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. That Top Chef effect is turning into more sales for some of our dairy companies. Details on the way.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
The Bravo Network bringing the popular foodie show Top Chef 2 Wisconsin's turning into sales. Rachel Kerr, Senior Branding Manager with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, says she's getting very positive feedback from any dairy company that's already been featured in the show.
We've heard from those cheese makers that they are getting so many great compliments or calls from their customers, from their wholesalers, from their buyers. And there's a lot of excitement. They're getting a lot of great attention on social media. So there's going to be more conversations around these products. And one of the cheesemakers even had an increase of web sales by 3,000% while the show was airing and had to bring in an additional truck to pick up all the orders that were placed because it was broadcast on national television.
Rachel Kerr, Senior Brand Manager with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. A fresh episode of Top Chef Wisconsin will air on the Bravo Network Wednesday evening.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compeer Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And while a lot of Wisconsin farmers are being challenged by tough commodity prices and higher input costs, the value of the farmland they're working with continues to escalate, especially here in Wisconsin. According to bankers in the first quarter survey for 2024, the 7th Federal Reserve District saw Wisconsin's farmland values go up 3% in just the first quarter of 2024. It's up 10% compared to a year ago. One Wisconsin banker said that farmland value continues to climb simply because there's not much of it that goes up for sale. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 62 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 70 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely late tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. We've got some time. We have somebody on the phone that remembers that Las Vegas trip.
We do to kind of verify your story. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, go ahead, caller.
So, caller. Good morning.
Johnny was bragging about being in Las Vegas, staying at New York, and then obviously on top of that hotel, there's a roller coaster, which is great. And he was bragging about how he and Nick were mooning people who would, you know, fly
Wait,
by.
Were they mooning or flashing? I thought, well, that's right. They were in the hotel.
Yes.
Not on the roller coaster.
No, they were
right?
in the hotel. John doesn't like roller coasters. Yes. So, yeah, they were in the hotel.
Yes.
So did that?
Yes.
That
I can confirm that this is a true story that I've heard multiple times.
So flashing, not mooning.
The story
no,
has
it was
never
mooning,
been.
Wow, not
that's
flashing.
Like, flashing's like
yeah, there was mooning.
Illegal.
Flashing's
okay.
illegal.
You could go.
With is a it, sex it's, crime.
Okay.
Is it mooning
that's a
illegal
crime.
Too?
No.
I don't think so.
Genitalia versus buttocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So really, that.
Because you were doing it too, right, caller?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe you would even, like, question this.
Yeah, I know. But they didn't believe me that Nick did that.
Oh, no. Oh, that part I believe.
Wow.
And then brought along. Yes.
Yes, I may or may have direct confirmation from both parties that, yes,
really?
This did occur.
Thank
and
you.
Did you partake in that?
Did I? No, I did not.
Okay. All right.
But you're a witness.
Nobody wants to see it mine, but they want to see those two.
Oh, God. Well, wow. That's a pretty drunk crowd.
Yeah, that's the
drunk
people.
Off of them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Thank God somebody in that group had some sensibility, you know?
Right. Wow.
Hey, caller, have you ever been on a roller coaster?
Yes.
Oh. All right. Well,
I don't like them, but yes.
You thank you. Did you ever go on the Zippin' Pippin'?
Can I say how I truly feel about the Zippin' Pippin'?
No.
Yes.
Well, you'd be nice. Be nice.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, let's just say I've never come off of that without bruises.
Really?
Like, yes, well, man. Okay. The hard stops on your arm, like under your arms and your legs, like it just bam. Yeah, just beats the crap out of you when you go on the Zippin'
They should call it the cruise.
I can't be the only one.
Okay, just call her.
The cruising bruising is the new name for
it.
No, caller,
so
I went on
Pippa cruising bruising.
Caller,
like
there's a picture of me on there with a 100-year-old lady. 100.
Was that your date?
No, she's a lady. Mrs. Shakovsky. She's from Two Rivers. And okay. She came up
with... Have you checked in on her?
Really not lately.
Bruised and battered was never seen again.
Come to think of it, I didn't even get a thank you card from her. So, yeah, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It bruised like a peach.
Well, I...
that's a peach, huh?
There's there's seatbelts on there, so maybe it wasn't tight enough or something. They have the bar. Okay, well, I'm sorry you experienced that. I've been on there. All right, well... bruised like a peach, okay?
We got to see if we can get Mino and Nick to do some mooning out at Zippin' Pippin'.
That'll
make the national news. That
is a kid's
I think there's a good chance he's got some time on his hands, I hear. So.
Hey, caller, were you ever a parkie or anything like that? Oh, hello?
I've said too much.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Goodbye.
All right, caller, thank you. Keep listening. See ya.
Notice how she's like, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Right. I got to go.
Yeah. I got to go. Just a random caller.
Yeah.
She's verifying it. Yeah.
Well, she did. I believe her. She's believable.
Yeah.
So she definitely was on the trip, the excursion, as you
put
it. She
had a good point, though. Have you checked in on that lady?
Yeah, right. I mean, she's 100 years old.
Wow.
Her son brought her up, and she had followed the story, and, you know, you kind of get a bucket list when you get up to that age, I think.
Yeah.
And she wanted to do that.
Yeah.
We gave her a really nice sweatshirt, Zippin' Pippin', and I might have to look
and
into that.
And she was 100.
She was 100
years
old.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool. We had some other people that were, you know, 90s that were on there, and a lot of birthday party celebrations. I think it's like, hey, let's do something different. You're 90 years old. Let's go on the Zippin' Pippin'. But that lady, Mrs. Shakovsky was her name, and she was 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think I'll make it to 100?
Let's talk about something else.
Okay. What else going on today? Today is Women's Health Day.
Women's Health Week this week.
Oh, the whole Women's week. Health Week.
All right.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, women have kind of led the way. You know, when I was in high school, and you,
yeah,
women had so few opportunities in sports.
Oh, or, yeah, totally.
I mean, seriously, it was just...
cheerleading?
Yeah, and that was, like, it. And yeah. It's like, they weren't into health. I mean, they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about women working out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing the way the world has changed in those years.
It just is.
Which is fantastic.
Yes,
and I think they've led the way in a lot of ways.
Well, there's some guys... Okay, I would say that, so let's say the world's half men and half women. A smaller percent of men are healthy. A large percent of women are healthy.
Why do women live longer than guys?
Yeah, but they do. I mean.
I think it's because if they have issues, they get it checked out.
Yeah, good point.
They understand the importance of
good
all
point.
That.
Good
where
point.
We will avoid it because we don't want to know the answer.
Good point.
You mean issues of going to the doctor?
Yes.
So that is a...
regular checkup type things.
That
yeah.
is an absolute fact. So I went to the doctor one time, and Perry, and I went and sat down. He goes, okay, so what brings you here? I said, my wife made the appointment. He
yeah.
goes, that's precisely why married men live longer than single men. You know, because we have
got
to
it.
Go,
yeah.
you know, to save the marriage. But
although what's the, who's the comedian? I can't think of what it was. Says, yeah, I just saw a study at married men die sooner than their wives by like 5 years. And they figured out the reason. Because they want to.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, in terms of guys are reluctant to go to the doctor anyway, married or single.
Right, I agree.
And then
I hate going
women
to the doctor.
Go, yeah, I think they're more comfortable going to the doctor. And they the other thing that they do is they probably listen to the doctor. And I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we always do.
I agree.
Yeah, okay, doc, good seeing you. And then how about them Packers? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we start
talking about different things.
Then.
Or like I told you, my uncle Bucko. Told you that story. He'd go to the doctors. He wouldn't tell him what was wrong. Say, for the money I'm paying him, he should be able to figure out himself. He's no longer with us.
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski's birthday. I'm not a big fan of Rob. I'm not a big fan of these. I'm not a big fan of him or Jason Kelce or these guys that try to be so.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
He's only 35.
So much. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the thing, though. I mean, from
I know.
Shoes to
I'm
every commercial.
Not into that.
And
yeah.
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 But, you know, and Fox loves him. I mean, anything he wants. He
I
gets.
Know. I agree.
So
Dustin Lynch is 39. I don't know who Dustin Lynch is.
Country star.
Ah, okay. Mark Zuckerberg, weird guy. Huh?
Yeah.
Weird looking guy.
Yeah.
Weird guy.
Yeah.
Although, did you ever see the movie? Todd, did you see the movie? Mm-hmm. You would have seen it. I think it was called Social Media or something.
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
Is that about school?
No, about him, about Zuckerberg.
Let me, about
how it when started.
He was in school. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the deal, though. The one guy, he had those two brothers that he was battling against, and they sued him. One guy played both brothers. It's the most amazing thing in movie making, where they played twin brothers, but only one guy acted, and then they shot the other guy's scenes, and they spliced them together type thing. It was crazy.
I mean, they did that back on Bewitched back in the day, if you remember.
Yeah, good point. How crazy was it, though? That
amazing the technology today.
I know, right?
Yeah, Bewitched.
How crazy was the Dick Sargent and Dick York?
Oh, my gosh.
How much they looked alike. When one died, the other one.
And they don't look that much alike, but you just, for whatever reason, you didn't really notice it
right
away.
Exactly.
Dick Sargent, Dick York, by the way, the better of the two.
Yes,
the
I
first
agree.
One.
The other one was a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, totally. David Byrne, magician.
He is from a Talking Heads, the band.
Oh,
the lead singer.
Okay.
That. Yep.
All right. And George Lucas is 80. You know, how does somebody, George Lucas made some of the great movies, American Graffiti, and then he made Howard the Duck, which might be the worst movie that's ever been made. Yes.
But that got because it was George Lucas, a lot of that, I think that they made some money on that movie.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did, but still, it's
I know, I agree.
How do you go from making such a great movie to not?
But there's actors, actresses that make great movies and then just in these absolute bombs.
I know.
I mean, Robin Williams, just so many people. Yeah.
Well, look at even Kevin Costner.
Right.
I mean, he was riding high. Then he made what is it, The Postman, which was just a weird movie, and then Waterworld, which was just a weird movie. Yeah. Okay, The Girl, I'm going to give you some very obscure trivia.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Girl, okay. Okay. In Waterworld, the lady and her little girl who are on that raft that Kevin Costner saves.
Yeah.
Okay. The girl, the lady, the woman played Michael Douglas's wife in, what was the one where he got it? He hooked up with that woman, then she turned out to be crazy.
Yep.
Can't think of the name of it.
Yep. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. Played his wife in that movie. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The young girl then played in a very, very, very memorable role that you will remember, Todd. Jim will not.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. She played, I can't remember her name, the girl, Napoleon Dynamite's love interest in Napoleon Dynamite. Are you drinking 2% milk because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could drink 1% if you really wanted to. Just saying.
What? Wow. Okay. What? That's a funny line.
That was a great line.
I didn't see
she
it.
She played, but that was her when she grew up.
So what are we guessing? That her name?
I don't, what was her name? Was it Beth? In Napoleon Dynamite? Well,
the woman's name, I think, was Jean Triplehorn.
Yes, Jean Triplehorn.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The lady on the raft, or that was the girl?
It was the lady on the raft.
That was the woman.
Her daughter grew up to be the main character, the love interest in Napoleon Dynamite.
Deborah Elizabeth Bradshaw.
Okay. And what was her name in Napoleon Dynamite? Was it Beth?
I'm sorry. I think that was her. Dang it. I don't know.
Okay.
That may have been her name in the movie, Elizabeth, right?
Oh, maybe
Deborah Elizabeth.
Okay.
And she's portrayed by Tina Maggiarino.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So, little movie trivia for
you.
Yeah,
that was great.
Let me dig out of that one now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was deep.
Wow.
That got deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So, okay.
Well, hey, excuse me.
But I yesterday we were talking.
Got this text from Mary. Women are just smarter than men when it comes to health.
She's
that's true.
Right. That
I
true.
Just, I don't disagree.
You're not going to argue that.
No.
There's a lot to be. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have some. Like,
go ahead.
Fast food trivia for
give
you.
Give it to me.
I was going to give it to you yesterday.
Give it to me today.
All right, here. You should know this. Some of these are really easy.
All right.
But we'll do some of them.
Todd,
today.
You're in this.
I mean, on this, I'll just say our Tuesday Travels video and movie and audio coming up at 6:50
this morning. I'll do quick with this. But, because Johnny and I are always on diets. However, there's some things that we need to know just about food
in
general.
Can I just ask one quick thing?
What? Okay.
How, I was really disgusted 2 days ago. Because I ate too much at the wedding. I went back for seconds.
Yeah, you did.
You were the only person
at our table. Did you notice that? You're the only one at our table that got up. We had 8 people at our table. And you, first of all, you're the first one to get in the buffet line out of the table. And then we did follow you, though. But it was like, wow, we're like way back in the corner. And usually protocol is to kind of the people closest go first, and then it kind of goes back to the next line. But so John just made a beeline. And we thought, well, okay, let's follow. So we followed you. But then we came back and we ate, and then, yeah, you did, John.
Is that improper at a wedding to go back twice?
And he used the same buffet? I don't think so. No, but he used the same plate.
How do you know?
Because I watched. Well, you're sitting right next to me.
Those are the things that Jim watches.
Yeah.
But, John, you should take a clean plate. You shouldn't do that. That's, like, not good. So, anyway, that's all right. Yes. Anyway, back to, but here. Okay. All right, John. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't say anything on the way home. I just drove. Of course,
but
did you hear
say
that
it on the air?
Yeah, I won't say anything on the way home. I'll just say it live on the air. Yeah.
But then he forgot his credit cards. I had to turn around anyway. Okay, so
how would Todd?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
The last thing I want to do when I'm with him, when it's just him and I, is do something stupid. Okay, because he'll never forget it.
Right.
Right.
We've gone to like several events. Two of the three events we've gone to. Halfway home, I say, oh, no, we got to go back.
Yeah.
How stupid does that make me feel?
Yeah. Eat that.
And I'll be honest with you. I do hear about those
I know you do.
A lot.
I usually text him when I get home, and Todd, you wouldn't believe it.
I don't forget this again.
Although John did text me a picture of the glass that you shattered on Saturday night.
Immediately.
So. It was club soda.
I am not going to an event with you when you do gummies anymore. We got to set a quick break. Phenomenal guest coming up. Stay with us. My father was a gambler down in Georgia.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Nice looking Tuesday morning. A little chilly out there. Yeah. 43 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 49 in Oshkosh.
Warming up this week, though. This is still cool today, 62.
You mentioned like 80 on the weekend?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
It's phenomenal.
A couple weddings this weekend. It's going to be great for anybody getting married this weekend. Perfect weather, so that's going to be fun.
Get this one from Brian. Wow, you two sound like an old married couple.
we've kind of heard that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Todd, tell us what's going on right now. But by the way, I just want to say once again, we've got Kim and Gail Knorr coming up at 7:06. They were with Veterans First, Veterans Village. I think it's a fantastic thing that they're putting together, homes for veterans.
21 of them, right?
Yep. David Marinus, the greatest author in the United States, is coming on. He, of course, wrote the book When Pride Still Mattered, the ultimate book on Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Just really, really good. And he wrote one on Jim Thorpe that was amazing recently. Wrote another one on Detroit, which was phenomenal. Wrote the biography of Bill Clinton, biography of Barack Obama. He has written such phenomenal books. Great friend of ours. And he's coming on the show at 7:34. I cannot wait for that. Ron Brooks from the Whammies is coming on. And then who have we got right after that, Todd? We got one more, right?
Yep, we
guess,
do.
Guess.
Yep, the mayor.
Oh, right? The mayor.
Jeez.
Well, it wasn't showing on the thing
It
yet.
Wasn't. But
oh, it's
I
not
mean,
there?
Yes,
sorry
the mayor.
About that.
Mayor
you
Gingrich.
Have to scroll
Gingrich.
Up a little bit. Yes.
I think I pronounced his name wrong.
Yeah,
is it Gingrich?
Gingrich.
I want to say like Newt Gingrich.
No,
nope.
Not Gingrich.
Okay.
Gingrich. No. It's like a G-E versus like a G-I.
Gingrich.
Gingrich.
Gingrich. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I want to say like Gingrich, like Newt Gingrich.
No.
Whatever happened to him?
Don't think he would like that. Well, I don't know. He's still...
Is he? He's just kind of faded away.
Well, he got a little weird, though, with his wife, you know, and second wife. But oh, he's from what, Point?
Is he?
Or his wife? Because he was in Green Bay a lot. I mean, he's pretty good friends with some people in Green Bay. Somebody, Newt Gingrich has a connection to Wisconsin. I think it's La Crosse or Point. Is that
I don't know.
Second wife or he's some?
I have no idea.
Some connection there.
You know a lot more about the vaccine things with politicians than I do.
Well.
You know all the personal stories, it seems like.
But it'd be fun to talk to the mayor about, because he was in Detroit. You know, we talked to him briefly when he was out there, but. Yeah, you know, we're on this big press conference today, right?
Yeah, today is the day.
Today's the day that
they deliver the football, and so. Peter and Tracy,
right.
Fluky, are going to help deliver the football and have the kids on the bikes and the whole thing.
And then they're going to start laying out what.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see exactly where this is going to all take place. I mean, that's.
I agree.
You know, what streets are going to be. Like, you and I have some ideas, but we'll see what happens.
I just think geographically, Armed Forces Drive with Lambeau Field lit up behind would be the most perfect setting, don't you?
I do. And people think, oh, no, it's got to be on the other side, you know, where the Title Town district is. But, you know, if it would be inclement weather and, you know, it's April, there's a risk.
Oh, hey, we could have a snowstorm. We could have anything that weekend.
I mean, the people could be standing outside under a canopy or something, but they would bring the event then inside to the rush center, which, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
So I think that would make more sense to have an Armed Forces Drive, but, that's not our call.
Just move
and like Aaron said, it's... The NFL is going to decide. It's really their call. It's not like
I just think there's a lot more space where you could have everybody lined up all the way down Armed Forces Drive.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
Versus if you're at Title Town, that's all you have is like parking lots, basically.
Right. And when Trump spoke, he spoke at the Rush Center, and that was
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to interrupt you too much, but the segment that we're about to do is about 4 minutes. Oh, so if we don't do it right now.
Okay, yeah.
So this is our Tuesday travels. The Mino and the mayor were out planting trees in Appleton last week. You're going to see the debut of the video right now on our Facebook page. We'll post it later on. But here comes your very first one from Mino and the mayor.
This is Mino and the mayor. And we're with Babs. Hi, Babs.
Hi.
You got a great event coming on.
We do. I'm so excited.
We're here to pick apples.
No.
Oh, what is it?
You're going to plant apple blossoms.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
See what I deal with every day, Babs?
Yeah.
Every morning. I'm so hungry. Yeah. All right, we'll stop for breakfast on the way home. This is great. You've been doing this for a number of years.
Yes. We've been donating to trees to the city of Appleton for the last, 10, 15 years, about 3 to 5 trees a year. About 3 years ago, we started doing 50 trees along the Apple Creek Trail. Doesn't it like how that goes together?
Yeah, with Appleton.
Yeah, with Appleton, and they're apple blossom trees, crab apple trees. So they're flowering. They're just beginning to bloom, so that's pretty exciting.
It is. And that's a beautiful tree. I mean, it's like the cherry blossoms, but you have the apple yeah. tree, right?
Right, we didn't want cherry, we were Appleton.
It's like cherry blossoms, but they're apples.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Got it, understood. So if people donate, right, they can donate any time for this, right?
Yes, it's actually a donation to me to give to the city. So the city owns the trees when we're done.
And the community just comes out and helps support you, huh?
Yes, the city comes out, our friends.
And the labor?
And the labor, yes.
Can I borrow your shovel? Can I borrow it one time?
Can I try one noise here?
He's going to start crying. Oh, I can't lift it. Can you help me? I can't. It's too heavy. Help me lift it. Oh, there you go. Oh, thank you. See?
Wow. You're strong. Nice job.
But the city will maintain the trees.
Yeah, they own the trees. They water them. They maintain them. Yeah.
Can I be honest with you on something?
Sure.
I planted a lot of trees in my life. I don't think any of them survived.
That's why the city.
True story.
I have to say that some of our trees haven't made it yet, and we'll have to, replant them again in the future. That's what the foundation is for, is to maintain the trees.
Only one problem, though. Jim doesn't like the shovel, because normally when he does something, it's a gold-plated shovel, and there's a ribbon and those kind of things. Yeah,
sure, but I'm actually going to be digging this today.
I just want to see him do some manual labor.
Yeah, I always like to see my husband do manual labor.
There you go.
Too,
yeah.
So. So we're excited to be here. I think this is great. Giving back to the community.
Yes.
This checks a lot of boxes, right?
Yes.
It's the beauty thing. It's the, it helps the environment. I mean, there's just a lot of good things about this.
Yeah, we're excited.
And it'll last a long time.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. No. We got to do it. No.
The union steward on this job,
I'm sorry.
Just observing, make sure you don't file any grievances or anything like that.
Typical Mino.
Doing a good job there, buddy. We're rocking. Coffee breaking, Chen. Wow. So, man, I'm here with one of my fellow workers from the city, Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Good.
Giving our hell out here today, aren't we?
Oh,
technique with the shovel.
I thought it was impeccable.
It helps the lumbar region.
Yeah.
You don't put as much strain.
Yep.
All right, John.
I'm a veteran at this, Andy. I'm a veteran.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is this thing? This is really cool. I want to get one to my yard. A power broom.
Yep.
How does that work, Andy?
So we have quarters and half of it. So
okay.
For this side.
All right.
But it's just a big wheel with some rubber flaps on there. Rolls whatever you're pushing.
They got those at Menards, you know?
They do.
All right, I want to get one. Let me see how it works, Eric. Oh, I like this. Andy, I like this.
Yep.
How do you get a job like yours, Andy? Because I'm looking for some part-time work.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I went to school for 4 years.
Okay.
Forest management, and I had a soil science minor.
Oh, so did I.
And then I saw an opportunity with the city, and got lucky
and
got this job.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
You're doing a great thing for the community.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, if you thought you were afraid of a second Trump presidency, I've got Trump's wish list of Supreme Court nominees. You won't want to miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.